This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Any sisters have any questions?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa barakatuh.
My question is regarding a person who we cannot call him an atheist or discuss the entire discussion, it will take time. But the basic thing is we gave him certain scientific facts, certain logical facts. And in spite of that, the person was not convinced, like, and everything got stuck where it comes to faith. So can't we really explain this concept of faith, or is it not possible for us to convince a non-Muslim regarding faith? Because there are many things for which even science does not have answers. So how do we go about? And also, I would like to know that how do you keep yourself updated with the scientific innovations or maybe the inventions, new discoveries that are coming up?
You should ask two questions that we have spoken to an atheist or a person, not an atheist, but doesn't believe in Islam. We tried to convince him with scientific facts, archaeological facts. They agreed, but when it comes to faith, we can't answer. How do we convince faith and how to update ourselves with scientific facts? This time regarding faith is concerned, with scientific facts, we can talk about faith. But how you go about the technique? Therefore, Quran says in Surah Nahl, chapter 16:25, invite all the way of the Lord with wisdom and beautiful preaching and argue with them and reason with them in the ways that are best and most gracious. So with science, you can prove to them about faith. Now, how you have gone about it is a different technique. So therefore, you have to ask the person who knows. So depending what your discussion is, like faith, I have faith that this is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's faith. How do you prove it? Then I talk about science. So if you see my video cassette, Quran Modern Science, or read my book, Quran Modern Science, inshallah, it shows you a way. This is my faith. It is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can even prove it scientifically. So sister, there are many things which you can prove scientifically if you have the knowledge of Quran and science. There are some things, sister, which you cannot prove scientifically. For example, if they say that how can you prove there is life after death? So then you have to use logic. And for that, you can refer to my video cassette concept of peace in Islam or my question answer session, where I've proved how to logically prove about the concept of hereafter. One of the simple ways is that suppose the Quran speaks about 100 things, for example, out of which 80% of whatever the Quran has spoken, today we have come to know that it is established scientific fact. The other 20% about science of the Quran speaks, it is ambiguous, neither right, neither wrong. So my logic says when 80% is 100% correct and the remaining 20% neither right, neither wrong, ambiguous, so my logic says that inshallah, even this 20% will be right. It's not a blind belief, it's a logical belief of the 20% which is ambiguous. Science hasn't proved it right, neither wrong. For example, the existence of jinn, about angels, about hereafter. Science hasn't proved. Neither has science proved that it is wrong. So my logic says that inshallah, even this will be right. So this is one way of proving. And the other way of proving is going to logical aspect, which if you see my video cassette, sister. So depend what faith you're talking about. Are you talking about faith in Quran? Are you talking faith in Allah? How to prove about Allah? If you see my video cassette, is the Quran God's word? So faith and different things. Faith in Allah, faith in the messengers, faith in the angels, faith in the hereafter. So sister, depending upon each faith, maybe the style how you convince differs. So if you see my video cassette, alhamdulillah, most of the major points of faith have been covered in my very different cassette, sister. And regarding the second question, that how can you update yourself with scientific knowledge, etc. Sister, have to read the scientific journals and the books. So if you read the scientific books, there are several scientific books coming out every month, weekly, daily there are books coming out on science. Read that. Or, if time doesn't permit to read all, then you can read those books which are being written by Muslims on compatibility. You know, there are many books which come out, if not daily, then at least once a month or once a fortnight. There are books coming out at least on some aspects of Quran and science. There are journals. For example, Saudi Arabia, there's a journal, the name is Ijaz Ilm, Saudi Arabia, which talks only about Islam and science, Quran and science, nothing else. The journal is this. Read that journal and you get updated. There are journals in Arabic, there are journals in English. There are scientific journals, Muslim Science Journal, coming out from India, from Aligarh. I think it comes out once in 6 months, if I'm not mistaken. So there are mass, MAS, it comes by mass. So there are journals coming out. If you read these journals, you update it with knowledge and even come to what is spoken. So this is a shortcut, only reading Muslim journals. If you have more time, you can read the other journal and think for yourself what verses of the Quran match, and you can come out with new things yourself, inshallah. Hope that answers the question, sister.